Proclamation number 5509 of 16 October 1952. The love of the father for his children. Anyone who is devoted to me with love can calmly walk his path on earth. He will not go astray, for his love draws me to the one, and he truly has the right companion on all his paths. Thus I require love for me in order to be able to be a faithful and proper guide for the one. And love for me is expressed in his thoughts, which reveal his attitude towards me. Love for me can be recognized where the will is willing to serve me and to live according to my will. The innermost will, the direction his free will takes, is always recognized by me, and, in accordance with this will, my love also flows towards the human being, which truly is always willing to give. Therefore you humans only sin when you consciously oppose me, when you do wrong which you have recognized as wrong. But as long as you are willing to not grieve me in rebelling against me, as long as you are ready to put my will before everything you think and do, I will also look upon you with eyes of love, and you can live in peace. The measure of love you show me is left up to you, but my love and care also corresponds to this measure, of which you may now be completely certain if you love me. But the expression of my love is my word, my speech, which you hear if you listen in the silence of your heart, wanting to hear me. Again and again I can only assure you that my love would like to prepare bliss for you if only you were able to endure it. I can only tell you again and again that you would perish if my love wanted to seize you with all the ardor I have to give. Yet I only give you as much as you are able to accept without perishing. Nevertheless, I will always remain the most inaccessible, most holy being for you, who certainly would like to bestow all his glories upon you, but who, even in his glory, in his unfathomable nature, cannot be recognized nor reached, and who, in his infinite love, still draws even the least one to himself in order to make the one eternally blissful. The love that unites me with you, my creatures, is immense. And, if you allow it yourselves, this love raises you to divine beings, which again, just requires your love, freely given to me. My love will always be intended for you, and you can feel it at any time if you voluntarily devote yourselves to me. But then it will take a hold of you and will never let go of you, forever. It will pull you up to the highest height, and you will always feel my love above you. You will always strive towards me, and, in constant desire for me and my love, you'll find your bliss through constant fulfillment. Amen.